item, we've already done 603, we'll skip to 604, please.
Authorize a contract for integrated tax system software and implementation for an initial term of 5 years and an initial not to exceed value of $21 million.
All right, so if you thought that was exciting, colleagues, the integrated tax system project is a large-scale effort to replace the city's multiple aging tax administration platforms with a single modern tax system. This report would authorize the chief procurement officer to execute a contract resulting from the previously authorized request for proposals for ITS software and implementation. Included with the report documents are initial estimated funding and cost recovery plans for the ITS project in Exhibits A and B. Interim Procurement Manager Scott Schneider is here to present this item.
And Mayor, if I may just jump in, Thomas Lanham with the Revenue Division. Can we read both items?
Sure. 605 as well. I didn't realize they were going to be read together.
Yes.
Carla, would you mind also reading 605, please?
Yes, 605, declared temporary moratorium on new program requests and significant changes to existing programs in the Revenue Division of the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services to ensure successful implementation of the integrated tax system.
Very good. Thank you. Director Lanham.
Scott, please.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Scott Schneider, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending the award of a contract for a not-to-exceed amount of $21 million. This contract will have an initial term of 5 years. On November 6th, 2018, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised RFP number 1061, and on December 27th, four proposals were received. All proposals were deemed responsive to the requirements of the solicitation and were reviewed by the Evaluation Committee. The city issued a notice of intent to award the contract to Fast Enterprises, LLC on March 19th, 2019. No protests to that notice of intent were received. Based on the expected spend over the next 5 years, the confidence level for this procurement is medium. Fast Enterprises, LLC is not a COBID certified, minority-owned, women-owned, service-disabled, veteran-owned, or emerging small business. There are no subcontractors on this contract. If council has any questions about the solicitation process, I can answer those. And Thomas Lanham is here from the Revenue Division to take any project-specific questions.
Colleagues, any questions?
I also have some remarks if you'd like to hear them.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And this is related to the resolution, is that correct, 605?
I'll address both the contract
okay.
and the resolution.
All right, thanks, Director
Lanham. To kind of back up a minute, this is something that we've been working toward for many, many years in the Revenue Division. We've recognized that our databases are long in the tooth, are coming up on expiration in terms of their useful life, and so the systems that we're talking about replacing include the Business License Information System, which is 21 years old and a critical accounting platform for this year. It looks like $150 million or more in business license tax revenue. Over $400 million all in, including the arts tax, hotel motel taxes, and other taxes. This new platform will enable us to have a single hosted solution, so we're replacing many platforms with a single platform with off-site backup, enhanced security, and disaster recovery. There will be tangible improvements for customer service, including a secure online portal and electronic filing expected for tax year 2021. So we'll finally be in the place where instead of a taxpayer using TurboTax to print out and mail in our return, they would actually be part of the electronic filing network that people, many people use for the state and the federal government. We're also expecting some improvements in collections and compliance. The all-in cost for the project, for the project itself, is $22.9 million. $9.68 million is included in the FY19-20 budget as an upfront cash contribution to make sure that we maximize the dollars that we spend. And the remainder of the one-time costs are debt financed with annual debt service of $1.1 million per year. As directed by a budget note in the FY19-20 budget, and this is very much on target with what you just discussed regarding Regis, revenue will seek full cost recovery from all the funds administered on the ITS platform. This is Exhibit A to the financial impact statement. If you want to take a look at the dollar amounts, the funds would include the arts tax, the clean energy surcharge, Multnomah County, notably, and others. And the budget note directs the Revenue Division and CBO to finalize the financing model by September in time for the fall bump so that we've got all these pieces in place. The project is expected to kick off in August, and cut over to the new platform is expected in August of 2020. So this is a all-in big bang approach. 1 year, the vendor is the top vendor in the space. We have high confidence that we can hit these timelines and stay within the budget. And then that would be followed by a 12-month stabilization period. So this is a 24-month project with a cutover at about the 13th month. Switching gears to the resolution, just briefly, this would freeze current revenue programs and prohibits any new ones during the implementation period, expected to last again 1 year until August of 2020. This is absolutely necessary to improve project success. Again, just moments ago, we heard about Regis and a lot of things being added at the last minute, which really does jeopardize project success. And we may come forward with additional code changes to our tax code. So, for example, if the vendor is contemplating some kind of a customization as opposed to a configuration of their product, merely because we've got some arcane or unneeded penalty or interest calculation or other sorts of treatments that are immaterial to how we go about collecting taxes but are somehow going to be difficult to implement in the new project, on the new product, we would come forward to City Council and try to smooth out any of those bumps so that we can make this product work well for us. We're not interested in trying to force the product to execute everything in the way that we currently do. In fact, we're looking to the vendor to help us nail down some best practices and implement them. So I will stop there, and if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. We also have other folks in the room from CBO, Jennifer Cooperman, project manager Rochelle Gorsegner, who's my hero back there next to Jennifer.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Udaly.
Well, I would just like to commend you for getting out ahead of this issue and not allowing your software to go into unsupported status. No bureau that's performing a vital function for the city or for the public should allow that to happen. It's really a nightmare, I know through experience. That's really all I wanted to say.
Very good.
I have a couple questions.
Commissioner Fish.
So you described a 12-month period followed by another 12-month period, or a 24-month period all in. But the moratorium only covers the first 12-month period, is that correct?
That's correct, with a 6-month extension. So with this resolution, you would be granting me the authority to extend it for 6 more months if needed.
I see. And is it a blanket moratorium, or are there carve-outs?
There are carve-outs. There are three. The clean energy surcharge, which we're still implementing, recently passed by voters. The rental registration system, which we're still working with Housing Bureau to implement. And any desired changes to the arts tax within bounds. We would need to be careful about what exactly that was. But if there were desired changes, we want to keep that possibility open as well.
Thank you.
Very good. Do we have public testimony on the resolution?
Maggie had signed up.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you. And I know your 5-minute presentation follows years of work, so thank you for that.
I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the report, and Maggie is no longer here, so please call the roll on the report.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
So this is just item 604.
604, correct.
Okay. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all of your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's adopted. Item 605, the resolution. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
I'm sorry. This just went by so fast that I didn't get some questions answered on the resolution. So I can
Without objection, would you mind, colleagues, if we let Commissioner Udaly ask her questions of Director Lamb?
Yeah, because I didn't hear anything about the resolution. I didn't think to ask my questions.
No worries.
So I want to support this resolution. I have a couple concerns. One is, how long will the temporary moratorium be?
12 months.
And Mr. Lanham, we had had conversations about a variety of potential new taxes and whether or not any of them could be incorporated into this first year. We didn't have a follow-up conversation, so I don't actually know if you determined with the vendor whether that would be possible or whether that would impede the implementation of the new software. Could you speak to that?
It entirely depends on what we choose to do. So, for example, the personal income tax, which was one thing that you and I discussed at length. We have got an estimate from the vendor about what that would cost. We have a timeline. So that's it's not included in the scope of what we're buying here today with this report. We'd have to come back and amend the budget. But we do have the ability to begin work on that, even as we're working on these other pieces. I'm not prepared to sit here today and say what tax year that would be turned on, but suffice to say that is one of the taxes that are carved out in this moratorium. Any other taxes would likely be a second rollout. Okay. So we're going cutting over in August of 2020. So think of any other taxes or fees more like a 2021 timeline.
Okay.
And I would just like to add, it pains me greatly to have to tell this body or any other that, you know, we can't implement something, but this is absolutely critical to make sure that we have got success.
I understand, and I really respect and appreciate the work that you do for the city, and I trust your assessment and your judgment. I just was concerned that this would impact something that we've already had conversations about. So I feel new programs and significant changes. Okay, I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Just as a point of clarification, though, it's actually effective through August, the end of August of 2020, so longer than 12 months, and then within you being given authority to extend for an additional 6 months. So we had testimony at the very beginning of this long session about a restaurant tax, for example.
Right,
we've
yes,
also
I saw
had,
that.
Had discussion about needing a new funding source for Portland Parks and Recreation. So although it wouldn't... So does this resolution mean that we can't even scope out those kinds of things, or just that we can't implement them?
We can scope them out. So if your office asks us to do some research, we absolutely can do that. And you're right, it's not 12 months. I was speaking from August to August, but really this is effective immediately, so it's more like 14 months. So thank you for catching that, with the six-month extension possible as well.
And if we were to do either of the things I just mentioned or something that Commissioner Udaly has been scoping out, we'd probably need a fair amount of lead time to do that anyway.
That's so correct.
It doesn't preclude us from discussing new revenue sources, just they wouldn't go into effect until those dates.
Right.
Got it.
Colleagues, thank you for allowing me to ask those questions. And I'm ready to vote.
Very good.
Yeah.
Carla?
Udaly?
Yes. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Well, this is a significant and an important project between the ordinance and the resolution that will allow the city to collect revenue. And as was made clear, if we don't replace the system, all of our revenues are at risk. And so I thank you for the great work that you're doing. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted.